A consent agreement between the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and the City of Anchorage and three other entities was reached last week in a hazardous waste case in the city's Kincaid Park. The city, Kincaid Project Group, Land Design North, and Roger Hickel Contracting have agreed to complete the cleanup of lead-contaminated soil at Kincaid and must submit a cleanup plan to EPA within 90 days. Kevin Shanilak is a EPA compliance officer.
It stems from construction activities that happened in 2008, where an old firing range was being converted into a soccer field. The construction started without first verifying how much lead contamination was on the site.
According to the EPA, contractors for the soccer field moved lead-contaminated soil from the site of a shooting range which operated in the park between 1988 and 2007. The construction generated approximately 30 tons of lead-contaminated hazardous waste soil and debris. The EPA says the material was disposed of on-site without treatment or proper testing. The EPA charges the shooting range was contaminated with lead from bullets, with lead soils levels ranging as high as 68,000 parts per million. Lead contamination was disturbed and spread over approximately 4 acres without prior testing to determine whether the lead levels would be classified as hazardous waste. Shanilak says the State Department of Environmental Conservation alerted the EPA to the fact that construction was underway without determining the level of contamination.
We've been working with the City of Anchorage and the other parties involved since that time to get a cleanup plan in place. These things take time, and what today's consent agreement means is that the cleanup process will now happen within a definite time frame.
Under the settlement, the parties agreed to pay a penalty of more than $63,000 for violations of federal hazardous waste management rules, also known as Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. Peter Van Tine, an attorney representing the Kincaid Project Group, says the group is committed to the cleanup under today's settlement. Van Tine says it will be some time before a final decision is made on who pays the additional costs of cleanup and waste removal.